Welcome to Budgeting in Bits, a show that will help you create and maintain a budget. I'm your host, Jordan Goulet, and this week we'll be looking at emergency funds. Well, isn't an emergency fund money you set aside to pay for things in the future? What else is there to be said? Well, in this episode, I'll help you determine how much you need to put into an emergency fund, what event is considered in an emergency, and steps to take to accumulate an emergency fund. So first, what is an emergency fund? It is simply an account that you use to pay for unforeseen expenses. It is only used for emergencies. That is it. So when you put money towards it and you need to use it, how do you determine if what you're paying for is considered an emergency? In the event where you want to use your emergency fund, you need to answer yes to these three questions. First, is the event unexpected? Two, is it necessary? And three, is it urgent? So let's look at a few examples. So let's say you've been driving the same car for, say, 10 years, and the paint is starting to peel off. You see rust stains everywhere. And now you kind of looked at it one day, and you're like, wow, my car looks really ugly. And I no longer want to drive it because I don't feel comfortable in that car. Not for safety issues, obviously, just more, I just don't feel good driving this car. So you want to replace it. Do you use your emergency fund? So let's go back to those three questions and answer them. So first, is the event unexpected? Well, maybe your feelings towards your car is unexpected, but unfortunately, cars deteriorate over time. They do rust. Paint starts to peel. It's just something that happens. So technically, it's not unexpected because you could kind of see it coming. Second, is it necessary? No, it's not necessary to replace the car yet because it's functioning properly at this time. Is it urgent? No, because the car is still usable and still gets you from point A to point B. So no, in this situation, you do not touch the emergency fund to pay for a new car. What you should do in this situation is start to create a separate savings account or just somewhere where you throw money frequently to build a savings for a future car because you know it's coming. Your car is getting old. You're going to have to replace it at some point. Here's another example. You're driving your car and suddenly your engine completely dies and your car becomes unusable. Instead of replacing the engine, it makes more sense financially to buy a new car. So should you use your emergency fund in this case? Let's go back to those three questions. Is the event unexpected? Yes, all of a sudden your car broke down. You didn't see it coming. Your engine doesn't work. It just happened. Is it necessary? Yes, you need a car to go to places, you need to go to work, you need to go get groceries, you need to go drop your kids off at soccer practice. Is it urgent? Yes, because if you don't show up for work, you don't get paid. Without food, you starve. So in this case, yes, use your emergency fund to help pay for a new car and get back on your feet as quick as you can. However, in this situation, say your car is really, really old and you knew any day for the last, say, 5 years that your car was going to break down at some point. Well, this is no longer unexpected and you should have thought of it much sooner and started saving sooner, kind of like the previous situation. You should have started putting money aside because you knew your car was going to break down. But sometimes things happen unexpectedly. That, yeah, my car, it's 5 years old and the engine blew up. No way you could have predicted that happening. So here are just, again, I'm just going to go quick some examples that would qualify as an emergency. So medical expenses, if not covered by insurance. Dental expenses, again, not covered by insurance. Veterinary expenses, if not covered by insurance. Lost or broken glasses. Furnace repairs or replacements. Fridge repairs or replacements. You lost your job. Unexpected tax bills, unforeseen traveling, a lawsuit, a roof caving in. So you can kind of see how all these things could have been unexpected. Again, if you know your furnace is getting old and it's acting up and you're just trying to squeeze a little bit out of it, which again, highly recommended, right? Don't replace unless it's completely broken, but you could think ahead a little bit and start saving for that so you don't have to use your emergency fund for it. Here are examples that are not considered an emergency. So mortgage payments, new car if the old car is still usable, weddings, gifts, vacations, a newborn, and buying investments. So now you understand what an emergency is. You want to create an emergency fund, but how much do you want to contribute to the emergency fund? Because it's not like for the rest of my life, I'm going to contribute, say, $100 a month to it. Like, that doesn't make sense. There should be a limit in which, okay, I have this much money. That's my emergency fund. Now I can put my money towards other things. So the most common advice that would be given is you need roughly around 3 to 6 months of your household's take-home income. So this means income that's after taxes. And when I mean household, if you're single and you're the only financial supplier, then yeah, it would just be your finances. If you have a significant other that your finances are intertwined, there'd be a combined 3 to 6 months of your income. But this could also, depend on your situation, go as much of 6 to a year's worth of household income in certain situations. So why, for example, like the range is between, say, 3 to 12 months of income. Why such a range? It's because it will vary from person to person. For example, someone who's living in a bigger city will have higher living expenses than, say, someone who's living in a smaller town. Also, job stability. Is your job stable? Are you sure that you can guarantee that for the next how many years you're going to have a job? And even if you lose that job, how easy is it to get back into another job right after? Why so many months? So let's say you do lose your job and you can't find one for months. So instead of selling assets or downgrading your lifestyle, you'll have enough money in your emergency funds to kind of live until you find that new job, right? There's also unexpected events that can happen that can cost thousands of dollars, such as a lawsuit or your roof caving in or a medical bill. So it's always good to be prepared kind of for the worst, so then you'll always kind of be safe. So even saving 3 months of your household income might seem like a lot. And in some cases, it is. That's a lot of money, like especially if you're just getting by in a sense, almost like it sends paycheck to paycheck, which again, hopefully budgeting helps that. But if you're saying, man, just to save up 3 months would take years, well, that's fine. Right? What I would do is start with small goals. Start with $100. I want to save up $100 this month and put that towards an emergency fund. Or even if it takes you a few months, whatever, $100 you want to set aside for your emergency fund. Once you hit that goal, keep building on it. Be like, okay, now I want to do another $100, but in this much time, in this much. And then kind of get into a routine and habit of putting that kind of money aside. And then you'll get into the habit of building an emergency fund. So here are the steps to create an emergency fund. So first, step number one, create a budget. Everything financially starts with creating a budget. If you want to get your finances under control, always start with a budget. So once you understand and plan your budget, figure out how much you can afford to contribute to your emergency fund. So step two, set an emergency fund goal. So again, between 3 months to 12 months, depending on your situation, of your household take-home income. Step three is you set up regular contributions to your emergency fund, usually in a separate account from the rest of all your savings, so you're not tempted to touch it unless an emergency does happen. Also, I would use an account that accumulates interest over time because it's nice because you're not sure how long your money's just going to sit there. So even a little bit of interest means that'll be extra cash in that savings account. One last tip in this step would be automating this process of depositing your money into an emergency fund periodically is highly recommended since it will guarantee that you continue to contribute to that savings account and you won't miss a contribution. So step four, keep contributing until you hit your goal. Once your goal is hit, you want to stop and then use that money that you're using to contribute monthly or however, every 2 weeks, every week, into that account, into something else, such as retirement, investments, paying extra debt payments. And then step five, if at any point you use your emergency fund for an emergency, you want to go back to step two, which is, again, now you want to set an emergency fund goal. And then you could do the steps over again, replenish, hit it again, and then you have your emergency fund set aside. So what are the benefits of starting an emergency fund? Well, one, it prevents making bad financial decisions when you're in crisis mode. So when something bad happens, you might freak out, there's a lot of stress, and you might not make the best decisions, or you're forced to make bad decisions, such as, for example, dipping into your retirement savings to pay for an emergency. Well, that's terrible for your future self. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but with an emergency fund, hopefully you won't have to make those kind of decisions. Another benefit is it prevents you from going into debt to pay for unforeseen events. For example, a lot of people, if something happens, they usually use a credit card to pay for it because they only feel like that's the only means to pay for something if you don't have money for it yet. And interest on a credit card could be up to 20% in interest. And that's a lot of money that you're going to be stuck with paying for a very long time. The last benefit is that you'll stress a lot less about the future because you are now prepared for the unexpected. So here's a few tips to help you manage your emergency fund. So if you make extra cash, say from tips, bonus, income raise, gift, or any kind of other source of income, throw that directly into the emergency fund so it can start growing quicker and you can hit your goals a lot quicker. I would review your budget monthly to see if your situation has changed and more or less money needs to be contributed into your emergency fund, or if you could find more money, in a sense, to put into your emergency fund. Never, ever be tempted to use your emergency fund for non-emergency purchases. I understand seeing, say, $10,000 to $50,000 just sitting inside an account doing nothing might be tempting, but always remember that life is full of surprises and it's better kept for that. If you're feeling overwhelmed by contributing so much money into an account, start small. I said $100 before, but even $10 a week and let that grow over time. Like I said, it's important just to start a habit of saving, especially if you have not saved for anything yet and it's not natural to do so. Just start small. $10 isn't a lot. Put that aside every week. And then once you kind of get into a routine, start increasing that amount and eventually you'll be able to hit an emergency fund goal. I've talked about this before too with interest. So use a savings account that guarantees interest gain. But however, an emergency fund are not meant to make money. So a little growth is nice, but don't use high risk investments where you can lose all your funds. So just find something that's almost a guarantee with a little growth. So at least you're getting something back for your savings. And when you're looking at that, usually when you're getting interest, sometimes a savings account is locked for a certain amount of time or not easily accessible. So it's important to find a savings account that is accessible. So if you need some money in a few days worth of time, then your money's not locked up and you're able to get it. So creating an emergency fund is essential for healthy finances. Knowing that you can handle the unexpected is a great feeling to have and it will help you financially. So thanks for listening and make sure if you like the show, you give us a thumbs up. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Pocket Budgeter and visit pocketbudgeter.com for even more information and tools to help with your budgeting needs. You can also get the Pocket Budgeter mobile app on Apple Store and Google Play Store. Just search for Pocket Budgeter and you should find it. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.